Hello?
Mr. George Ball, Mr. President.
Hello?
Well, good morning, Mr. President.
Before you got into your work, I wanted to tell you that I was just talking to McGregor, and I said, you know, that was a very good job. And he said, well, he said, the man that really helped us the most on the Democratic side was George Ball. So I just wanted to express appreciation to you and tell you that while we naturally have our differences on party and other matters, that I really thought this was a really fine demonstration of, you know, putting the interests of the country first.
Well, it's very kind of you to
call. And I know you worked, from what I heard, very long hours, and I'm sorry we can't pay you what you're worth.
Well, this was in a good cause.
And, right. And they all came true. You remember the ones you talked about all came
right.
true.
Well, I was very worried for a while yesterday that this Mathias thing was going to get out of hand.
Yeah, that was the one. And I got that vote, and yet it turned, it didn't even get as much as Fulbright's, did it?
No, that's right.
That was a curious thing.
If I may, I'd like just to repeat something I told Henry a few minutes ago.
Sure.
I found on both sides of the House a feeling of isolation, a sense that they had a lot of suspicions that things weren't being done that I know were in fact being done, largely because I think there probably should be a little more private talk. When I say private talk, if Henry or some of the other people who were informed, Bill Rogers, could have a series of small meetings with five or six people, senators at a time, and
mainly
about the substance of what they're doing, for example, and on these questions of negotiation with
right.
the Soviets,
right.
balance
right.
Troop reduction.
And
I know the intellectual work that's been done. I know the complexity
sure.
of the problem.
Sure.
They have a feeling up there that nobody pays any attention to it.
Yeah.
It's not true. The problem is going to come up.
Probably the best thing is to have that done by state, don't you think?
I think so, yeah. Bill
because
and some of his people.
Bill and
I do think, actually, that Henry, in spite of this problem of visibility, that they have a great respect for him.
Yeah.
He could be very helpful, too.
Well, let me say that on that, just talking in the family, that is the international family, there is a great sensitivity in state for anybody at the White House, to do it. And we've had that problem, as you know, it was raised in two press conferences. But I think I'll have a talk with Bill and just say, look, we can do it, because we do want to do it. And, of course, I see lots of individual senators, but I can't see them all.
Sure.
And what has to happen is that if a half a dozen of them, I see your point exactly.
It isn't really a matter of giving
yeah.
A sales pitch. It's just a matter of telling them what's going on.
So that they have a feeling of being in on the deal.
That's right.
That's right.
Knowing the great deal of serious thought being given and work
right.
effort on
it. Yeah.
Right.
There'll be an announcement today that will be of considerable interest in this general area, and I think after you hear it, we'll realize, we are working on a few things. Yeah.
Well,
but in any event, I do appreciate your having worked, and I'm most grateful. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming, Mr. President.